Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 80, Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 17. Verse 12 reads, "Behold, I am coming soon." Now, I believe this section, John is now being transported back from the future to his own time zone in, which I probably would believe is 95 AD and through there, although some people believe it's, like I said before, he wrote this in 66 AD, and that plays an important role in the word soon. Those who believe early dating of Revelation in the mid-60s believe that Jesus came in judgment on Israel soon, meaning 70 AD, when Rome overthrew Jerusalem. I do not believe that. I believe what is taking place here in the book of Revelation comes at a future date. I'm a prophetic futurist. So how do we interpret soon? We've talked about it before. Soon may well be differently viewed by God than by humanity. But also the Greek word translated as soon can also mean quickly. Like when I come, it's going to be very quick, as the lightning flashes across from the east to the west type of quickness. So Jesus said, "I am coming soon. My reward is with me." What is his reward? Well, it may be questionable, but his reward might well be the saints, because the saints will come with Jesus at the end of the seven-year tribulation. "And I will give everyone according to what he has done." I will give everyone according to what he has done. I believe that is in reference to the white throne judgment that will come at the end of the thousand years, because they, the wicked, are judged according to the works. Christians are not judged according to works. They are judged according to faith. And if you have faith in Jesus, there are no bad works to be judged by. 13, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." The best way that the Bible can say God is eternal is that, at least in the Greek. 14, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to eat of the tree of life." Now, those who really strongly believe that the book of Revelation is directed to and for Jews at the end of this age will point this verse out, because Jesus says, "Blessed are those who wash their robes." That is Old Testament Jewish language. That is not New Testament Christian language, because we do not wash our robes. Our robes of white, the righteousness that our robes are, have been washed by Jesus. We do not wash them. So that's why those holding to a Jewish perspective of Revelation say Jesus is talking about the Jews here. During the Great Tribulation, they wash their own robes, and they do so by turning back to the God of the Old Testament and eventually to the Lord Jesus Christ at his return. 15, "Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood." Now, outside what? He's talking about outside the New Jerusalem. Now, that's a little tricky, because outside the New Jerusalem is the New Earth, and we've already mentioned that there are Gentile saved nations on the New Earth. So the word outside here has to refer outside not only Jerusalem, but outside the New Earth in the Lake of Fire, because that's where they will be. Verse 16, "I, Jesus," so it's Jesus speaking here, "have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches." Maybe it's the seven specific churches mentioned, or groups of people, community of Christ mentioned in chapter 2 and 3. I believe it's for all the churches of all ages. We can't ignore this book, as many people are doing so today. "I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star." Both of those terms are Jewish in nature. Those who believe, and I tend to agree, that this book is written to and about Jews at the end of this age, point to this Jewishness as being another proof of who this book was really written about. 17. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come. Let whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whosoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. The water of life is the salvation that comes from the throne of God that keeps us living for eternity. It is free to the believer. It's free because it's way too expensive for us to buy. We have no capabilities of purchasing it, so God has given it to us free of charge. Notice it says, the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. The Bride, who is the Bride? Well, it's either the Church or the redeemed Jews at the end of this age. I am leaning towards the Bride of Christ not being the Church, but being the redeemed remnant of Jews at the end of this age. So it's the Jews at the end of this age who are finding Jesus say, Come, Lord Jesus, to earth, because they have finally found their Messiah.